Thank you everybody for coming. I usually give a similar message, but all the dinners, all the things that we have. But there's a special thing that I'll be able to see it. That today, I invited people, you know, I made a lot of phone calls, invited people to come, sent messages, however, I different means of communication. And somebody sent me a voice message, who's actually here right now. I said the voice message, said, Rabbi, I didn't learn Arabic, I didn't learn Adaptive, I didn't know you were learning Arabic. So why in the world are you inviting me to the city? So I thought that was somewhat of a valid question. So I responded and I said, Plain, I'm going to say his name. Plain, did you ever make a scene and invite your friends and family to a scene? I said, I want you to know that every year, if there's any connection to the girl, those are my friends and family. So how can I make a scene and invite all my friends and family? And I mean that, but else. For example, someone's making a kiddush. Make a kiddush for a granddaughter, whatever. They invite me, I'm saying, I come to the kiddush. No, of course, I'm coming to the kiddush. I was going to think, would that be an intelligent statement to say, why should we make a kiddush? I didn't have the baby. We'll check it, we'll write it down everything. That's foolish. Because if someone's making a kiddush, and they're friends and family, I'm happy to come. So I sent this over to somebody. And someone said, Rabbi Singer, you're making a mistake. So what? Said, because it's as if that it's your simcha and not everybody else's, and they're just being the shadow from your simcha. But the simcha is a player of the pill where so many people brought the shem, we have some Buddhists, and we have all over different places in South Florida, and some Buddhists that people come in and zoom in on the phone or whatever, how can we learn with anybody? So how does the girl shine? How does the girl do it? How can it be that such a comfortable Arab comes and was there, and the manager can see an Arab ship up there, they know what the clock, they know what the sugi is. How does it happen? How can it be that there are Baruch Hashem, maybe a dozen, maybe more people make the same tonight? And the reason how it happens and the statistic that people have is that every person that walks in the group, every person that thinks about walking in the group, anybody steps to remember once in a while, we see that the Arab together with us. Not with us, a part of us. The Elm Spear, the Elm Shelves, the Elm Comes, the appreciation of Bazan the Pearl. So every Daf, the word that's learned, and every open, every Shrashi, the basis, and the basis, and every Shelves, and the Seas, and the learning, the Seeking, whatever it is that a person's learning, whatever happens in the Pearl, is because of everybody that's sitting here in this room, because they shall soon, and they come up, they give up their time, they give their effort to make sure the Pearl continues. It doesn't just mean financially, but it means Pasha just coming, wishing us good, wishing good things to the girl. Coming to say the chapters, coming to a kiddush, coming to a simcha. That causes the physical the energy to everybody in the girl to make it happen. So it's not everybody's coming here to our simcha. Everybody's participating in their simcha. This is everybody in this room and then to not this room. It's your simcha that there's a play operation, we learn play, we haven't seen what everything. Because everybody has a shakra, something has a partnership. Anybody who comes and says hello, smiles, they come down once in a while, the girl will come and learn to whatever it is. It's because of you that the same is going to occur, and that's why the same is happening now. So, nobody should be coming here just because I gave them a hard time, I told them the message, and what's happening, whatever it is. Nobody should come because I forced them to come. I mean, that's also a thing. But, that's not the real reason people should come. You should come because this is your symptom, and we should have been your castle, in your shadow office, in your bar mitzvah. And the bracelet, Jesus, whatever it is, it's yours. And the Siyat and the Shemaim together, and everybody in this room, and those who are not in this room. We should be Zaytah together, to have many more Siyats, to be Zaytah, to learn much more together, many Tfilas together, much Chizik together. And the Siyat and the Shemaim, that prayers to the oil of the Bible, and the Chizik and the Tfilas of the oil of the Bible. We shall be Zaytah, that this Siyat of the Simcha over here is just an aim, of the aim to the aim, of the Simcha, the Lula, and they come to part of the name of Amen. Shukai.
It's a tremendous kavod and zchus for the entire Kehila and to Shiva to make the trip down special to address us tonight. We flew in this afternoon, we didn't early tomorrow morning. I'd like to ask Rashiva, please come up and address that way. is calling this breath. Thank you, Shuster Hashem Kovel, Hoshi Gilai, for making me part of this unbelievable sutta. That's the Prat. Ebekat Ramalashi, the Chalba of Hashem, the city of Miami, North Miami Beach. I thank you. Truth is, it's overwhelming to be part of this beautiful Chalidiki community. And occasionally, it's just so beautiful and elegant to say to Rabbi, the sutta we're talking about, it's your sutta. It's a Shtokisha sutta. Mr. Salander was famously quoted to have said, as I yield his Shabbos in the middle of the Shmanshush, the Yidhi Parif, meaning if a Jew is careful with Shabbos in the city of Vilna, so the Jew of Paris does not lose his Yiddishkeit. That's true in a very broad sense. But in a very specific sense, particular sense, there's something known as a community. It's called Oysay Mokoy. And Baruch Hashem, in a city such as this, is Oysay. To a kind of being alive, to its Leonin, Yegeir Betoira, Steigen, growing. Speaking about the difference between one day to the next, that cannot be overstated. He said that their success, their aliyah, their growth is something which is exponential, and the city feels it. I spoke with them more than one this evening. He said how much the kind of the difference in the personal lives and the communal life. Baruch Hashem. Every single individual here in this Chayim Kedayim and the Chayim of Hashem should be such to see many more Siyumim and be magical Chayim Shemayim and Rabbim as they've done this night. The feeling I have is nothing ever is going to be critical. Something else suspicious times. This point is dead center of the week between the Shemayim Sivam. The point we speak about, Hayem Hazeh, Paul, Ben Barsin, Hayem Hazeh, Chol Yom Yiyu, Eke Chadoshim, there's something called the Ischachos that we experience now. It's a time for renewal, it's time to re-experience Kabbalah Zatayim. It's an auspicious time to be Parshish, the Chukosah, and Parshish, Amidbo. Famous Gemara, Yom Yiyu says, the Rebbe says, Allah, and that's the Ezra, the Zaka, the Takono, we should be clear to the Tehrach of Sefer, there is a Hadar before Shavuos, that the year end and all the scholars go behind me, behind us. It feels appropriate just to take it ahead and understand that we start with a process called Shetiyu Amele Matayra. Tiyu Amele Matayra Parshat Uchokoysai. As the Goyim said, we go further, we put Parshat Amidra to the next point, speaking about having finished Parshat Amidra, becoming part of the cloud. Becoming those who stop the Mishkan Yachadu and be Zerja as a cloud to be Zerja to that mind that all of the Lord of Mount Asina. As you know, the Mishkan was the Madur Tinyon, as Rabban Sokhuli tells us. We live constantly with a center point called Mount Asina. We live constantly in the stop of the Mishkan Yachadu. That's a lie. It starts with personal Mendes of Tayyar, but it's all centered around that Mount of Tayyar. To be Zerja to have a Kodu such as this. As that in Sofa Mishkan Yachad, we have the entire community rallying around that focal point, that Maimon Hasina, that Mokam, that Mishon, that Mikdosh Matz. We just delayed a wonderful point to Shaila, interesting discussion between Rabban and Rashi in the beginning part of Shluch Kosa. Nasati Mishkanim Mesaychem, Loisiga al Nafshi Eschem. The Pesach says that when Mishkan who places Mishkan squarely upon Yisrael, Mesaychem amongst you, within you, Lesigal Nashi Esem, the moment the entire litany of brachis and growth that comes from the Be'ez HaTorah to the point its pinnacles, it comes to its climax. Lesigal Nashi Esem, and my soul will not impulse you. Strange. To say, after all the work we've done, the Be'ez HaTorah, come to a point where you say, Lesigal Nashi Esem, this one that Kodesh Baruch says, and I'll be comfortable with you. Rashi quotes, he says, Lo Yeruchi Kotze Lachem. That my Ruach will not be Kotzeh Lachem, will not reject you. And the Rabban so beautiful asked the question, the obvious question. After moving through that growth, Amelus Lachem, and everything that follows, or would you say that the pinnacle, the max is to come to a point where Kodesh Baruch says, I won't reject you? And that we're talking about being embraced by Beri Elam, the Haftach of Lestigal Nafshe Hashem is somewhat difficult. The Rabban goes on and says, not only that, but the Pasuk clearly says, at the end of the parasha, after the Dechokh, Moses says, Le ma'astim, le ma'altim, le chalitz, lo ha'bis, give them.
Und die Hauptdinge sind, Hauptdokat habe ich gesagt, es sind zwei Begolos, Rashi says. Amtschat der Begolos, der Kippel ist nicht nur Kronios, aber nonetheless, der Siegel Nashi Eschen. So die Hauptdokat, der Siegel Nashi, ist something which is like, ask him, like, out of the Chalaisam. It seems to be something that Kodesh Baruch says, after all the difficulties, I still embrace you. It's still part of what I want. So how do you speak about the Siegel Nashi Eschen as being as Cholim? As being the pinnacle, the climax, if you come, if you will, to come to the point of after all you've done, you have minister Taylor the seal of Nashiyas. That's what the Rabban has said. That's just a difficult question. How are we supposed to understand this? I'm talking about 2 points. Rashi and that person. After Gamzai's teachers, even there's a right verse, that's a day when Asselin Yalta Chalais, what we see from Rashi reports, he actually reviews and repeats the pasuk almost verbatim, almost saying nothing to the Rashi. Avka says, although you are in Golos, loy ma'asim, loy ga'alkom ha'chaloysim, loy ma'asim. Rashi repeats word for word, there's almost nothing to the Rashi. Rashi definitely has a point to make. Point to make. The Rashi says almost nothing more. First question. He repeats the pasuk as he. Number two, we go over the Tariqah, there's one point that says, the goal of Nafshi Eschem. In the middle of the Tariqah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the goal of Nafshi Eschem. And Rashi points to Silas Shiva, says Rashi. Is there a rejection? Is there a feeling of being rejected? Is it deep? We're not rejected. Which one is it? We start with Sigal. In the middle of the Tariqah, we say, the goal of Nafshi Eschem. The area, the Mastin, the Galti, the Chaloisa. Which one is it? Look at the Rashi word here, for the Rashi in the land, at the end of the Parsha, he says, repeats the Pasuk, repeats the entire Pasuk, where he skips the word Galtim. Like Astim L'chaloisim, he says. Not like Galtim L'chaloisim, he says like Astim L'chaloisim. But he's telling us something so powerful. Indeed, there's what's called Goyal Evdash, the Zeyidah L'Eschem, which Chalbila means a total rejection. The Dogish L'chaloisim. Like Alpim Lachalois, Chasachama, Kodesh Baruch, through all the Golias that we know this, we see it time again. Well, Kodesh Baruch, in spite of everything, we're still there. We're still that Kempis Erev Rishim's in. We're still there, we're kept. Like Alpim Lachalois. But there are certain levels of Galati. I said, well, the Golan Nafshas, at certain points, Tzil Hashim, we go through the terrible Golias we suffer. Yet, like Kodesh Baruch says in the Hakam, and he says, he's actually very powerful. He says, the Sigal Nafshi Eschem, you will always see something to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do embrace you. I don't lose you. The Sigal is not simply saying that the pinnacle is, okay, I won't reject you. It means, in spite of everything, you've now acquired something. You've gotten to a point of your succession of things, of Melech Kuteri, to the point of where you've come, where the Sigal Nafshi Eschem, I can't reject you. You become part and parcel of myself, you've connected to it. You're part of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to be. You've reached a certain point in your lives, Kali Yisrael, where I can't reject you. Come with me. So indeed, the Lekalti Lechaloisim, that's the Dogish Rashi wants at the very end of the parasha, in spite of the fact that the difficulties of Golis, the mores of Golis, and Golis are such that we end up suffering Rechman, and sometimes we feel a sin of Shem. But of course, Lekalti. Boisai starts with one thing. Yidu Chokoisai Tegeich, Shetiyu Aveiru Matoyev. Shetiyu Aveiru Matoyev starts with that. The ability to be Miyagaya Matoyev. The ability to understand that there's something called Toyev which makes me who I am. The Yosef said so beautifully, Yam Mav Hayyam Kibab Ayyam Kabi Yosef Yiki the Shulka. So the Yosef, we're not to this day, after Yom Kabar and Kabi Yosef began the old job. There's so little that happened which defines me, says exactly who I am. That Nakuda, that finds my Nakuda Nifla, who I am, is done with the fact that it starts on Nevel's material. Let's understand this, the Chvalu Nifrat. Again, a Tikkun Rashi. Pasuk says, V'Sigal Nafshi Eschem. Says, Eilu Rashi, She'en Ruchi Doich Eschem. That may be Shalach, Shalach, my Ruch Olu Doich Eschem. I was bothered by Numas Nikuda Rashi. He says the words, the Pasuk says, with a seal Nashis, the Shkoppa says, my nefesh won't reject. If a Nashis quotes the Pasuk, more about Chalmud, the Loya Ruchi Raya, something about the word Ruah. Again, these are difficult ideas of the Nefesh Ruah.
I just want to refer to something, one piece of Aleph HaShachayim that gives us an insight, gives us somewhat of an understanding of what Rashi is telling us and how indeed, as a community, we can acquire that mindset of a single Nafshi Yisrael. We can't be rejected. We'll always remain connected. Final version. In the Shana Aleph, it speaks about the Chalki HaRuach of a person, his life forces, it explains the different levels of what a person has. And certain times you can lose certain connections to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from certain levels. But there's always, he says, something which keeps us connected. There's always that chance back. There's always the opportunity to find where we remain connected, remain committed, and I'm always there. There's one pasuk many of us said, the Tfilas HaShlach Erev Rishchem Yisivah. The last words of pasuk are, Nizah Yisrisi Yisim Amar Hashem, Bich Hashem Lech, Abay Shazabir, O Yerush Yisrisi Yisrach, Muzer Nacha, Amar Hashem Lech, Amar Hashem Lech. Talking about Anizah Yisrisi. The first one was talking about Terim Abdurishah. Question of the half, Yishayahu with the Pasuk is here, the question of the Kuhal, or Zayr. Most of the Pasuk is talking about Zayr. That means Zayr's priest is Zayr's of Ram Hashem. There's something Zayr's priest, there's something called the priest that Kuhal Yishal Hashem that Kodesh Baruch. And that priest gives us our key. We live with that. We exist with that. That made the Sadi Gai so beautiful and eloquently stated, She'einu Masayin Umma Eloi Lei Tayr Yisrael. Our Umma isn't an Umma. But for the Tayr Yisrael, Yishal Hashem, and Tayr Yishal I made us the Torah, you give our Torah, the Masechta such as Erev, it is an accomplishment that very few of us have not seen the Masechta can appreciate. It's a difficult Masechta. It's from that only the famous Erev and the Yavam is spoke by difficult Masechtas that are hard to do and to acquire to be a Messiah. As Erev, you like the Messiah, please, was an Amelus here. Let's understand something about the Amelus with Torah. Let's understand something about what creates the Amelus with Torah. Reb Chaim Volozhin, in the middle of the discussion, speaking about that nekuda that pulls a person out from the worst of crimes, he says as follows. The same way Klal Yisrael was earlier in the Goyim, in Tzrayim, where they were living, 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 it was a very, very big connection to the Tzrayim. The Kodesh Baruch was Moetz, he took us out. And now to tell us, when the Melech Hashem Lekech, Hashem, it's a Sikh, it's a Sikh, that opening statement, the Zeres, the Dibbis, the Kodesh Baruch says, the Anoichi Hashem Lekech took you out of that. In the worst of situations, that will take you out of that. And your Muftach, with the same Abdoish, the opening statement says that there is Anoichi. Says a Chayim Alosha that quotes in Yomar Shabbos that says, Anoichi, it's disputed by Kodesh Baruch Hu, give Yochim to himself, Anoichi, it's I. It's not a relationship, it's I, who I am. And Posi says, Anoichi, which Yomar says is the Rosh Hashanah, which is. Either a non Nashoik Savas Yehovas or a Mira Nehemek Savas Yehovas. Let me explain. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I. It's me. You're here with me. And a Mira Nehemek or a non Nashoik Savas Yehovas, I gave you a piece of myself. A non Nashoik. I, my Nefesh Savas, I wrote it in the Hobbes, I gave it to you. You have a connection to my Nefesh, to the Yoch. My Nefesh, that part you have, you can connect with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's one thing. A non Nashoik Savas Yehovas. He goes on and says, the Rabbana say it means Amir and Ima, Sabbath Yahavis. Amir and Ima, the words. Amir and Ima, the Ruach, Ruach Shalat and Ficha. Ruach Shalat and Ficha, Amir and Ima, Amir and Ima, Sabbath Yahavis. I gave the Torah. There's an Amon of Shalat, Klein Soul, you know, is different. Klein Soul is something special. We're all different. We understand the difference. And if we don't know it, we're reminded from time to time, Rahman with Islam. We understand that we're different. But what keeps us alive, what keeps us going is the Amir and the Emek Sabbath Yehovis. As Reb Chaim Volozhin, there's Ruach and there's Nefesh. And now I'll show you, true, I gave you something called special, a solo Kal Yisrael, that's true. But Amir and the Emek Sabbath Yehovis. Yuchi HaShetam Kepicho, Lo Yerush Kepicho Bizarecho. Kodesh Baruch Hu was given return to Ruach, the words I said. The given return you have the opportunity to learn, those are really the things that keep you alive. And that Anoichi, descriptive of me, myself, so that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you can connect with when you have different Torah in Ficha. Amir and Ima talks to the idea of the Torah. A koilal, a community such as this, is an unbelievable resource. It speaks about the gavus of human life, that understanding that they're established in Lanizo is Grisi. They live with Amir and Ima, so as they live with Aramoich Hashem Alekecha. That's what they live with. Indeed, as much as the community is left at large, Klal Yisrael, hidden, It's a non shaykh shabbat sahabis. But the Likuda that keeps them going, that's Maftiach lo yamush v'picha. It's a priest's bris, it's a shvua that it can't be a bitul. That you people in the community of Hashem will talk him, the door is a sharm and beirachim. We've talked to see him, it's Hashem unbelievable nachas. It's because you have that central point. Yishkone Hashem Asechem. The Pasuk says, Vaisigal nafshi eschem. Rashi is messing up, Hashem says, that I ain't goofy for the eschem. And he Vaisigal nafshi. Find yourself connected to God, true, so true. But lo yitcha ruchi eschem. The ruach in the Beitari that you started with, I'm going to tell you, it will be done with you. You need to remain connected. You have to appreciate what we have that we're saying. You have to appreciate just the joy to be a part of it in any which way. To come within 5 minutes of the Kodum, to be part of that central point. That Maimer HaSinai, that Yisof HaMishkin Yachanu, ונסעתי משכוני בסריך את כמשות הקודש פה וגיב זה ברוך את החסד. נסעתי משכוני בסריך את מפליס מי משכן in your midst. את זה כאילו את הפוסי כמשות הרי. וסיגל נפשי אסכם. הוא מובטח את הדור השם. Never will we lose that connection, ever. קודש פה כמו שקרנת every one of you. אבל הימוש לפיכם, פיזר לך מזר את הרכם. יש מזר את הסי, to appreciate what the Yidu like do for us in this local community. Talking about the world at large, understanding the game spirit. If it's all Salanda, the Chayesim and Apsich, of course, if it's all Salanda's dicta remains, it's powerful. As Lev Chayim in Miami, not Miami Beach, but the Chayeshmatach Gigi in Philadelphia. So the other portion of the Jew over here stays, is connected, Ershdait, how much we gain from that too. And how much more with Hashem Yishuv Yuzayich to be gained, and seeing it's Hashem Doris Yishon and Berochim, Yishmizayich, and Nikol Nikras, חג השבוע אז תום אמס שוק עבוד עצת שירים.